So when you say, I said in the cabinet, you agree one, and the determination must share also in cabinet policy. The M squad shall be continued with the interior to be continued. The council of apologies from members shall be over the council.
Thank you. I'm thinking about the other kid.
Same in Russian, page 742. Both DAF and VRDLR were requesting further engagement with National Treasury to report to the Joint Committee with a comprehensive implementation plan.
Noted.
I do not have to proceed that way. The meeting joined. The issue about that, the issues, the central message that that country and so forth, I think that it does not really actually catch up. The concern there was that Africa had no presidency. Although there was data, but from the DG, from whoever, there was no presidency. So I am not sure how we do that.
Initially, the threat is not for the
judge,
it was just a remark. Again, but they presented something cannot also entail the request. I think it was more on the register than the request. Okay, which is, honorable members, can you get them over for the adoption of the plan?
I would just recognize the chair, but also agree that let's proceed in the manner it's suggested. My understanding is that people who follow the certain procedure oath and all are people who have been subpoena or summoned. So they appear in a court of law to something equivalent to what maybe witnesses they are under oath. But I think that people appearing voluntarily by themselves to say Parliament will got this predicament kindly help. I'm just saying, so we need to double check later. We may adopt the process, but I'll say for future people, we need to just double check. I think that when it's such a voluntary process, no one is under obligation to be under oath and so forth. Yes. The treaty is just my colleague for people to understand from the meeting. That's remarking that going forward, but for now, maybe let's adopt the process in the manner you have been proposed check. But I'm of the view that we need to double check that. It may not apply to people just appearing before the Committee of Parliament or petitioners or those who are voluntarily coming. But once Parliament says, I'll make a controversial example, Mr. So-and-so, come before Parliament and state 1, 2, 3, then in that case, that person must be under oath, and such a person may actually be charged for, federal, if they should not really say what is the effect under oath. That's what I'm just saying, Chair. I know it to be universal, and if it is universal, it's part of which is fair. I think I would have a point. Because we've been to public hearings and everywhere else, and we took oral submissions of people and all without accepting the due process. I think that's it. Let me not also understand what process you are talking about.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Mwamgoni. I think we had the same understanding, but when I was advised today, I think they said the same process must be followed, but
I'm not sure whether I must start with one or I do them both. According to Powers and Privileges in the Act, Section 16.3, evidence given under oath or affirmation by a person before a household committee may not be used against that person in any court or place outside Parliament, except in criminal proceedings where the person concerned stands trial on a charge of perjury or a charge contemplated in Section 17.1, C or 2, D or C. Must I do them both at the same time? Do you affirm, you swear or affirm under penalty of law that what you are about to say will be true? So has my call. And the second one. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of law that what you are about to say will be true? I'm representing one presentation that is going to add to what you're saying.
Coming from one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Can you then give the previous the Gama has written and requested to appear before the committee in and for the presentation his concern
the fourth generation, and I took concern when this issue of the farm at the institute in the year 2000 was not moving. So I took interest and became involved. So we then engaged in much later the committee and after the committee. Just to give a brief background, our farm was instituted in the year 2000. 2001, and the CPA was then officially registered. The farm is situated in Northwest, about 120 kilometers from Marikane, about 20 kilometers from the portion is divided into two, so the land is divided into two portions, and actually it's not divided geographically, but it's divided in terms of the name, which is one called Sansano, and the other one is called Sorongan. The first enough is about 2,700 hectares of land, and the government belt is about 3,300 hectares of land. And both this land was restituted under one CPA. The grandfather has two wives. We don't have any documentation if he was married or not, but we know that he had two wives. One wife was in Sassano, he had seven children. The other wife was in Dorondal and they had 11 children, all in all 18 children. Now, when this land was restituted in 2000, it was registered under the CPA, and the CPA had a registration committee which was elected then, and of course, it went through the entire process. Now, between that year, 2002 and 2008, the farm was operational. And we actually raised enough capital to the rate of about $300,000. The committee, the CPA that was the official CPA, was working already with the Purchase School University to develop a business plan with regard to how the farm should be utilized. So that is resolution that was taken by the committee, by the regional committee. This resolution was taken in the year 2003. It was signed in Pretoria, at Acadia, under the oath of the legal officer, Ms. F. Mugibu. He was the legal person who administered the resolution that was taken in 2003. And the resolution was mainly to say, because of these different views, we don't want to subdivide the land. The issue was subdivision of the land. And in their understanding, subdivision was mainly to go back to their father's duty or the land that they used as a father. And in the interpretation, when government, when they could not resolve this issue of the dispute within the family, they decided to advise the family to subdivide the land into two portions. Basically, the advice was, you need to split the orders and help them. And a further meeting was then held in the city center in Mahikeng. At this particular meeting, it alleged that the government family held this meeting, and in that meeting, they took a resolution to further subdivide the land into 11 portions. The family called on the government for assistance in this matter. There has been a number of correspondence that has been going on, and this correspondence we started way back in 2008 to ask, especially it was the issue of the initial committee, the attempt at last. So the first correspondence was, can we get government, because we are under the CPA, to assist us to form a new CPA? That attempt to do that was not successful. We further wrote again from 2014 requesting, because in 2010, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be mixing things, but I hope that you'll be able to follow me. In 2010, what happened was then there was an interim committee that was then elected. This interim committee's duty was to transition from the current 2008 issue. Be able to work with the land affairs in the Northwest to elect a new structure. I can confirm that since then, since that committee was in 2010, to this day, that committee is still sitting there as an interim committee. And they are still getting an audience from the land affairs in the Northwest. The family, so when we requested this assistance, we then wrote to the director general. Firstly, our first point of call was to write to the chief director and the network, Mr. Bukhari. So this is the man that we've been communicating with. So there has been a correspondence between us, and unfortunately there was nothing that was coming from that correspondence, because we had a number of requests. Even in 2006 last year, this is a recent attempt I hear from us to request the lenders to assist us to let a new committee. In that meeting that we had requested, Mr. Obatu called us to his office and he informed us there that basically we cannot have that meeting on the date that was proposed. So we proposed a new date that then the lender has to bring into the presentation. However, that meeting was not cancelled again by the chief director, saying that we had disregarded the introduction not to have a meeting on a set date, and therefore the majority of the Queen's Assembly, they are saying that they are not going to be part of that meeting, therefore we feel that we need to cancel that meeting. So the meeting on the 12th of March went on as planned, because I mean the Queen's Assembly is scattered around South Africa, so they are guys from Cape Town, Gauteng, Northwest and so on, so we had to give them ample time to be able to prepare to come for the general meeting. When those efforts then could not process, what we did then, we wrote to the DG of the department to request assistance. The DG referred our matter to the commissioner. And so the matter was referred to the commissioner. Then the commissioner, when we followed up with the commissioner, we got a response which was exactly the response that we got from the network office. Basically saying that the land has been restituted to the community. So
So government is actually to us now, and the Indian Ministry, because of that, they have requested government to subdivide the land into two portions and into 11 portions. And the government is currently busy, as we speak, at that moment, because the government is busy subdividing the land. They have written to the Surveyor General to request that the land be divided into 11 portions. They have also contracted a company, an MTM, to also do the process of subdividing. our claim was that, or our feeling was that, there was no formal resolution that was taken to that event. I mean, they are referring to the meeting that was held at the Civic Center 2008 that the resolution was taken there. And at that particular meeting, only the government family had attended that particular meeting. So we went back and requested again the documentation then to that effect. So we went back to the commissioner to request the documentation. When we did not receive the documentation, we then went through a PIA access to public records. We then instituted access to public records act, and that was in June, and it took about 4 months before we could get the document that we had requested. The document that we were requesting mainly was the resolution that was taken to divide the land into two, which is governed by the fentanyl. We also requested the attendance of that meeting, who was at that particular meeting. We also requested the resolution that was taken at the then meeting where the donors met to divide the land in 11 portions. The document that we received from the Office of the Land of the Northwest was the claim form. Actually, we received four documents that came from there. Some of them, they even included the tender register that was signed at the meeting in July 2016. So there was no base or fact to that effect to say that the Queen's family had met and decided to subdivide the land. So that has always been our disagreement. And when we requested for conciliation with the Director General, mainly what we were asking was to have an opportunity to present our case. Because apparently we are regarded as the grandchild Daniel family. We are the only one apparently in the family that does not want the subdivision. The rest, which is the 11 other families, they have agreed to the subdivision. Now, there is no documentation that is coming from government to say, this is what you guys said in that meeting. And because government was also present at that meeting, if the Queen did not note that, then somebody from the government would have noted that. But when we requesting it, we are not giving that information. So this issue has greatly delayed us. If you look at now the state of the farm, it's dilapidated. I mean, from 2002, the farm, it was in a good state. It had two houses. It had good grazing. It had a lot of resources. Actually, there were things that were there. And the then committee had worked enough to be able to build and develop an office and so on. So there was actually progress that was taking place there until 2008, and everything then turned around. To this day, the land is now in a dilapidated state. The houses are bent. There's really no projects that are going on. So it's been 15 years actually to this day. Now, in terms of governance, we believe that the CPA Act gives the Director General the opportunity to arbitrate or to give us an opportunity. We have not received that opportunity to be had. Or for someone to come and say, okay, the Northwest government is saying this and the Punjab is saying this, but let us meet on around the table and discuss this issue. That never happened. And we believe that in terms of their responsibility, they needed to oversee the CPA running. So basically, the CPA should have reported annually in terms of their finances. The finances have not been reported for the past since 2008. People are doing as they did at the farm. There's no accountability and so on. And there's one interim chairperson who continuously receives audience with the Office of Mr. Buhari. And every time we are saying that we are communicating to Mr. Buhari through writing and email, but any correspondence that they are getting from the other side, we don't know about it. Northwest has not provided, according to the CPA, any documentation in terms of the evidence that they have received of what we are claiming. Because we are saying that there was no meeting of mind when all these things were done. But they are refusing because they are already in the process Actually, they have given words to some of our family members individually to show them the constitution of the trust, to ask them to register individually in the trust. So it has happened that seven trusts have already been registered. It's noted in the commissioner's letter that seven trusts have been registered. They are now busy with the remaining trust to register. How do you register a trust when you don't even have a family lawyer? How do you register a trust when you don't even meet with the family and ask them who they want that trust to be under? I mean, we don't even know who that trust is under. Is it under the James Quincy, the owner of the farm, or is it under his children? And those children are not alive anymore. Now, those are the questions that we are having in our minds. The commission also talks about the constitution. We've got a constitution. Our constitution has not been written or not been given, how can I say it? Our constitution has not received any consideration whatsoever. And we are saying that the constitution was signed and approved before the CPA was registered. People are being elected and people must be brought to account. We have tried to follow those procedures. We have spent a lot of money getting lawyers to ask them to help us to call a family meeting so that we can hold these guys to account. But that has failed because government has always had a bigger hand to cancel our meetings or even to interfere to say who should have come to that meeting and so on. And I talked about the effort of reconciliation to try to address our dispute. Our dispute is not mainly that we are saying that there's anything. All we are saying is that there's too much interference, not actually too much interference. We are not able to use the lens that has been rightfully restituted to us. Every time we want to do something, the interim commissioner comes on board and runs to the office and they always get an EM. Any resolution, we believe that the resolution should meet the following minimum requirement. It should have a quorum. How many people who are voting members? I mean, is there even a threshold of membership? Does the letter have a number of how many of us individually are? When you look at the attendance register, about 32 people have signed this thing. Some are even signed by less than 5 people, but yet it was considered as a resolution to subdivide the land. And there was not even the attendance register that was assigned, not the attendance register of 2008, the attendance register of 2016 July, which means that the 2010 interim committee is still being utilized by the Office of the Land Affairs in the Northwest. Now, in terms of a conciliation effort, we believe the failure to resolve the matter area could be attributed to lack of continuity. There has been a number of changes at the Office of the Northwest, from director to director. If it's not a director, it's then a new project manager. And every time those people change, there's no sort of handover or so there's no continuity. The other thing is in terms of record keeping. We have been trying to keep our records, but it seems government has not been keeping any records. If you look at the records that we have requested from them, what we received from that package is not what we requested. So we are hoping that we'll be able to get those resolutions that were taken at those said meetings to say we wanted to subdivide the land. Lack of proper mechanism to deal with this issue. We have tried almost every effort to try to resolve this matter. And what is said is that when we requested a meeting in fairness with Mr. Okazu, he did not even inform us that he was going to call the interim committee. To our surprise, we get into a boardroom and here is the interim committee invited by Mr. Okazu. And on top of that, he failed to even come to that meeting. That the person was called and we have called the meeting. But for the mere fact that he requested that we meet on that particular day, he did not even come to that meeting. He sent one of his directors to come and meet with us. After we had agreed at that meeting that okay, we will cancel the meeting that we had held, where they said they would organize a meeting for us, he got another letter that comes to us saying that he's canceling the meeting that he had proposed that we had because we had another meeting in Gauteng where we were informing our members why the mission was captured. We had to do that. That's for us, it was a disrespect from his part, and we felt that it had to come from us to ask him where is the venue, because we had to inform people instead of taking us where the venue is, then we get a letter that the meeting has been cancelled because we are disrespecting the fact that he has postponed that meeting. There's this dismissive attitude that we are getting from the Office of the Minister. And we have never really received a fair and honest hearing. Every time we try something, it is being dismissed. If it's not dismissed, they send Junior to come and deal with us. There is biasness on that problem. And the biasness is the fact that we are saying, if we are under a CPA, the CPA has rules that must be followed. Are this current interim committee submitting financials to you? Are this current committee being monitored by you? What is it that they are doing that you are so pleased to continue working with them? Opportunity for a fair hearing by higher structure. We appreciate this opportunity. We thought that the Director General would give us an ear. We thought that the Commissioner would give us an ear. Nothing. Only correspondence. And on top of that, we had to follow up on this correspondence. There's no acknowledgement. There's no reply. There's nothing. We had to follow up. And I was feeling disappointed when I saw an email from Parliament going to the Commissioner and asking the Commissioner, and I mean, I was copying that email. I'm not sure if it was by mistake or so, but in that email, the Commissioner was asked to provide a report on the Sunday matter. No acknowledgement whatsoever. There was even a follow-up on that email. Nothing. So these are the type of issues that we are dealing with, or the attitude that we've been dealing with. It's been very frustrating for the past 16 years. And the farm is not productive. We had about five contracts that were running. Five contracts that are running there. It's mainly guys who are leasing the farm to put their cattle there. Now, the money that is being used to take, so that money that is received does not go into the Queen's bank account. The Queen's bank account is for zero. From 800,000 when it was left in 2008, to this day, there's no sense in that bank account. Apparently, there's money that those guys are paying who are missing on the farm. They are paying somewhere else. We don't know it. We were hoping that the land affairs and authority would be able to help us to clarify these things. They did mention it that the Queen, we have given you your land, we are no longer involved. But as much as they are no longer involved, they are still busy subdividing the land, even though they are not involved in the land of the farm. The land, like I mentioned, has deteriorated. The government has spent 5.4 million to acquire this land back in 2000. I'm not sure if that is still worth that much today. With the subdivision that is proposed, every household will be left with a plot where you cannot do anything. And the question behind that was, how did you come about this subdivision? Was it feasible? Did you consider the fact that there's water and electricity on this portion and there's nothing on the other portion? How do you then come to an agreement or a decision to say this portion belongs to Family X, this one belongs to Family X? There was nothing to that effect. Even when we met with the Surveyor General or the guy who came there saying he was from the Surveyor General, we asked him the same question. In terms of equitability, how did you come to that conclusion? There's a cost to the opportunity here because of the investment that the government has already put in place. So there's no retaining investment. And I'm wondering, from the government point of view, there is 16 years of a land that we've acquired, but nobody is asking any question, what is happening to this land? The usage of the land is very critical. When I grew up, my grandfather used to help me in the yard. Watermelon, we never used to buy these things. We never used to buy spinach or cabbage. Today, I'm buying cabbage for 12 rand. Yet, we've got a farm that is not being developed, that is underdeveloped. Yet, we've got family members who used to be farmers. My grandfather was with 18 children. The 18 children had more children. We are a lot. Most of them, they grew up in that farm. Majority of us are not working. Including myself, I try to open my own company, I'm self-employed, but the rest of the company, they are struggling. It's poverty, it's uneducated people, and that's the advantage that the government is taking, that they are taking, because they know that the people are not educated, therefore they will just put everything in front of them, and they just
I feel sad because today we are sitting here, we don't have even money to be able to afford a lawyer to take this matter to court. Because when we approached the court and the lawyer, we said, for us to take this matter, it's a matter of high cost. We need at least 60,000. None of us were able to raise that money. Today, for me to come here, I had to raise money for my grandmother, who's a pension, to me to get a flight to come to Cape Town. None of us were able to fund this thing. We had to organize to be able to come here. The poverty is insane. It's killing us. And we say we've got the land, we've got the hand, we've got the mind. All we need is just to be given the land and let us do what we think we should be able to do. The business plan that was written by the investor position was a brilliant business plan. That, if it could have been implemented, we would have changed the status quo of our family. Of course, the issue of food security in the country, not only for our family. Some of our family are getting food cutters. Yes, they for the land. That they cannot use. Because somebody is sitting in the computer deciding for them how that land is supposed to be done. All we are saying is that the land has been restituted. There were grants that were approved. Why are we not able to move forward? What this thing that's holding this VIP from moving forward? What is it that we must do as a family? That is our question. We can deal with our own issues, met us as a family. We can fight one another. It's okay, we have done that. We have been able to resolve these issues. But we are not able to resolve the issues when the government is involved, so because it's too weak. The challenge again is that the money that is being received from the lender, it's income. There must be tax, I'm sure, that has to be paid somewhere. Probably we are owing tax. If I come next time and say, why don't you take that land because you're owing us? The electricity bill, we don't know if somebody has been paying those bills. There are bills piling up that we are not sure if those things are going to continue. All we are asking, Chair and members of Parliament, is that we be giving our land back without any interference from the land affairs. If it's possible, can we be removed from the CPA and we can register a trust? Or an NPO, and we run with our land without any interference. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I would like to engage further on this.
Hello, members.
Thank you.
Good evening.
No, just wanted to check how many are you from the community in the country?
No,
there are
five.
Okay. Hi. I'm Zwani Desatai from Cape Town. I'm one of the things, especially my mother. She's a granddaughter of James Tindi.
I'm Tindi Desatai. He's my elder brother. We share the same parents, mother and father.
Morning, everybody. I'm Vianney Mishamakulu. This is my cousin brothers. My mother is one of the grandchild of Tindi, as well as Major, as is leading us at this present moment.
Good morning. Well, my name is Nonzane from Sakai, but Mrs. Tindi now. I'm also, this is my cousin, also one of the grandchildren. My dad is the family of Tindi. Yeah, in Cape Town.
Thank you so much.
Otherwise, I request that
the department then make sure that we have the capacity to be able to do this. But I will give Mufato an opportunity just to briefly go through the presentation, just to give a view from outside in terms of what we've done and what we've attempted in the government. I'm not going to say to them, I'm not going to keep it because you will be able to get the issue of it. So I'm just raising an issue that I would like the committee to know as a concern of the commission, that we need to once and for all deal with the issue of whether we deal with post-settlement and if we deal with post-settlement that we get to have it for people, or if we don't deal with post-settlement, when we say to the community when they to say there's a problem with the CTA, then we say we refer you to LCA, which is Lending Administration, who in the department are the ones responsible for CTA, and actually promising the community to give an account of how many CTAs are there, the government issues around CTAs, and the like. And so that is the confusion. And I respect the fact that, that the family has come here because they are frustrated. And I'm raising the second issue through the committee to say, this is one of the issues that we sent to us in order for us to be able to avoid the type of complaints that are arising like this one. We need to deal with that question of where does the responsibility of putting in life in the country, and what are those tools that are given to that team in order to ensure that this type of problem does not arise.
Thank you very much, Chair. Presentation that you made. Obviously, there are a lot of questions in our mind, but we can't ask unless responded. The question would be, in your response, can you indicate the engagement you had with LTA? So that one understand that you haven't really kept the team for yourself. You have run the national team on an ongoing basis, and that your involvement, our understanding, must be at the end. Your continuous involvement is because of a lack of intervention from the responsible department. So when we deal with the department, we hope that the DG's right hand person will convey these things, and we will know where the problem or the fault lies. But only the presentation somehow gives us the indication, could be wrong, that there could be some personal involvement from the commission in particular, the chief director in this particular matter. I certainly
want to say whether that is the case. I was saying thank you very much, Chairperson, and members of the committee. The family and other family presidents here, Chief Lending Commission. In this chapter, we are trying our utmost to attend to all the matters that are raised by the community. I'm one of the chief directors who is getting more important because I engage with communities on the issue. And sometimes, if I'm unable to assist, then they think that I'm not prepared for a certain agenda. Not to assist the community. But there are records that prove that you have met the community for many times. It's unfortunate that the meeting that was attended by Major Dama, I could not be part of the meeting because of other meetings that I had with him. I think he has provided the background. We will not dispute anything that he has said insofar as settlement of the claim, that the old man had two wives, and then and he had also two portions. I would also want only to go straight to slide that talks about conflict of the beneficiaries from the first wife and the second wife. Like he has indicated when he presented. Okay, I still see some advantage that I'll start with the settlement of the information flag of the approval commission. supported Naledi local municipality of the community party, and there was one plane lost, and the property to be restored. They are 10, including farm workers. Because by the time when the properties were, I'm referring to the cable that is there on, it is not numbered the place, but the cable. I was referring to the table, the one that is searching statistical information on the approved submission, name of claim, and then a clinic estate. Location is in a local municipality, Dr. Ruth. Number of claims is one, and property being restored is 10, including farm workers. The reason why we say including farm workers is because when the farm was acquired, it was used as one economic unit, and there were farm workers on the farm. So we acquired additional portion, and then that portion was allocated to farm workers who used to that. Then the estimated beneficiary is there by the time and the number of households, female households. Total hectares that we are talking about is 5,573, and total cost is mentioned. Now, when you come to the conflict, I just tried to summarize that Mr. James Sindwana was married to two wives. The first wife had 11, and the other one had 8. And farm dwelling first was given to 11 children of the first wife. Because there were two wives, so the first farm was given to the children, the wife who had 11 children. After the land was restored, that's where the main problem of the discussion. And I think major drama comes from the family. After the land was restored in 2000, the beneficiary of farm dwellers started having conflict among themselves, which resulted in rising tension. The beneficiaries of Jolenburg then requested the Office of the Regional Land Claims Commissioner of West to subdivide the land to Jolenburg in 11 equal portions due to the different conflicts which could not be resolved. The fact of the matter is that the facility cannot stay together and talk. So it will not even be possible for them to run the farm because they are not communicating. If you invite all 11 representatives of the community, not all of them will attend. And for the committee to have the balanced story, I think it must also listen to the other ten families that are not represented in this meeting because it's from one committee. Then an interim committee was then established to see the affairs of the journal, like he has indicated. It should however be noted that the subdivision has not brought any lasting peace for eruption of opposing voices, the reference became more apparent than even before. Because when Mr. Gama, when I spoke to Major Jan, he said to me, really, Mr. Rukas, if this farm is going to be subdivided, it's not going to be productive like it is when it is operated as one, which I fully agree. But the problem is that when you meet other families, because the decision is up to them. Remember, if I was the other person, I would have said, I can't even enter into this discussion. You launched a claim, you agreed to establish a CPA, the land was transferred to the CPA, it's now your responsibility to manage that land. I cannot even use the resources of the state to subdivide because we have done our job in terms of, because I had to do special requests to go into that issue of the subdivision. But because we have to listen when the communities are complaining, we then call them. That's where we then started to have the first meeting with them. We do have records of those meetings. And then they said, the best thing, call us into a bigger meeting. We call a meeting at Convention Center, like he is saying. Each family representative of the 11 children spoke. And then they took a decision based on the majority that the best thing Mr. Wu has. Let us then subdivide according to the 11 shares. Subdividing does not mean that maybe we are going to put fences. It's a model that we can even use to say
that each of you now know that you own 256 hectares of the land within the bigger land, then you can now handle different tasks to upgrade on a vehicle that you are going to use to operate this farm. That was the initial intention. But the majority, I think it's 9, if it's not 10, out of 11, agreed that the farm must be divided into that portion. So Major Gama, when he came after those meetings, and in that meeting, the impression that we had at the commission is that he was also part of, he was also invited to attend the meeting. Because when you interact with the 9 families that they normally come to my office, I can't change that. Most of the time they come to the office because they have decided, out of 11, they have decided up to nominate one person who represents the family. So they are 9, they normally come to my office and say this as well. When they present, they say, as the family, there was a meeting, we then agreed that the subdivision must happen, can you please continue? And in fact, Major Jamba referred to a discussion that was held in 2003, where the legal officer was submitted. The letter is not, it's not starting now. It started a long time ago in 2003, where they were thinking about the subdivision because they are now many, so that each family can have its own portion. In that meeting, that's where they started the discussion. Even the surveyor who was appointed before I was appointed as the chief director, because I only came in 2011. But I found this mess on the table and I said, we need to finalize and resolve this issue. That's why we then had to facilitate the appointment of the surveyor and continue with the subdivision. Now, with the second page talks to the other one of the family. With regard to personnel, up to this stage, there are no major conflicts. An interim committee was established to oversee the affairs of the personnel. Remember, I said there are two portions. The first portion is managed by the interim committee. Now, the other portion, because it's two different ones, that was the second one was also has its own committee. They have been operating well. The income that is invested here is rental. To me, it does not make it's not a profit if you are leasing out the farm to the previously landowner. It does not mean that you are making business. So those are the money that they are normally referring to, and it creates a conflict if you are able to come up with major projects that can help them to accrue more income. So there are currently no reported conflicts among the beneficiaries of the farm. That's one I must confirm. And however, a new CPA has to be registered to beneficiaries that will hold the land on behalf of the person beneficiary. Because they did not say that we must divide. We wanted, because all these two portions have been transferred into one CPA, we wanted to establish CPA for person so that they can manage their portion. And then this 11, because they don't agree. I think especially if it's invited, we will see. They will continue to say we want to subdivide because from 2003 till today, the reason that he is raising that the farm is coming is depreciating, and it is as a result of the conflict. There is no way that they can they are willing to cooperate and sit around the table and come up with an amicable solution. So what the office did is the intervention by the RLCC. Like I indicated, the meeting that was, it's only one meeting that I could not be part where the leaders came up with. Then I advised them to call, postpone that meeting timely, that I must talk to the other families that do not want to come out of the meeting, because it was not going to make any point for me to meet one family when the other families are refusing. Then I requested that can we please postpone the meeting. And unfortunately, the meeting continued in Georgia. Then I suggested, let there be a follow-up meeting. We set up that meeting. They did not say, the party for Mr. Gama, because they need their meeting was there. They indicated that we are going to have a meeting. The other family then came. And I said to them, guys, we've got a problem. Can we try to find each other? Can we have a meeting where all of you are? They said, Mr. Okaji, are you undermining the decision that you have taken? Where each family representative presented their case that the land must be subdivided. If you don't do that, they then reported me
the former chief was, I think, of the Arab was to say, Mr. Wahashi does not want to move. And then I had to move. And I advised Mr. Gama that, look, out of all 11 families, 9 and 8 have already registered their own trust. Subdivisions are done. They are registered at this office. It does not mean that when you have registered a subdivision, you then have to transit and whatever. If you if it happens that you will agree, then we will be able to help you with the approach that you met. The reason that the approach that you wanted to take about issues that we have raised pertaining to electricity and whatever, we are no longer getting approval for Section 42C to support process. By that time, we were going to depend on the capitalization and development to put infrastructure in each and every portion so that they must get the thing. Where there is no water, we were prepared to put walls. Where there is no electricity, we were prepared to. That is the reason why. But we had to start first with the registration of the subdivision. Hence, we are indicating on this page that a general meeting that was held on the 8th of February is the one that made the decision. A follow-up meeting was held and get related to that. And the family representatives met again with me on the 15th of July, where they submitted their resolution. Subsequently, Northwest received the resolution and they proceeded with the subdivision. But the intention was not to do that right the family, but rather to register for each family so that when they see that each family representative or a group of eight families, they should be having a way to be saying, with our portion, this is what we want. If we are going to enter into a business, for instance, if we leave the whole farm out, then it means that the portion money must be allocated according to the hectares that have been allocated to portion. So if they were to get 110,000, it means that each family had to get each portion, each share from the rental. Because as of now, he is right. The farm is not operating. Very few individuals are benefiting on the farm. Now, Shepperton, like I indicated, the beneficiaries submitted, and then that's where we started now to have the many letters from Date Gama, but we kept on responding. I even personally called him to say, this is, can we verify each other on this matter? And I'm happy that the matter is now brought here, because the Chief Legislative Commissioner was also expecting brief. And she also responded to this issue. But like she is indicating, one of the reasons why we are delayed to settle the new things that are still outstanding is because of this question. Most of my clients, for me, sometimes I would have arranged a meeting with the claimants to go and conduct an auction workshop. When later Gama comes with a complaint, I must meet that meeting, I must attend to him. If I must attend to him, then the claimants would be saying, it's 20 years that we have lost our king and nobody is attending to it. So we really don't know what to do, because this matter of post settlement is a very serious issue that has to be attended to. We have attempted, even within myself, I've tried to allocate 3 people who are assisting with the regularization of the CPA. What they are doing is to go to them, try to make them to me, and then we will re-establish. But the other thing, after establishing a CPA, you need to provide capacity so that they can have the management skills to manage that piece of land. Sometimes I had elections 3 weeks back at Baolopo, Mudibwa, Nelson. The commission had to sit down, run elections. After that, you get a dispute. Then they must again come to me for me to facilitate and bring it over the dispute. So we are also even thinking about other processes that we can employ outside the thing, because I've even approached election agencies that you guys need to help us, because if we run elections, then this guy, when they got issues, the issue will be against the office. We'll always remain to be the people. So I'm requesting Chairperson that I hear what he is saying with regard to the sustainability of the farm. It's one of the issues that I normally raise in our management meeting, that if we cannot resolve the issue of post settlement, we will continue to buy productive land and will not be able to sustain that productivity if we don't make sure that there is a proper facility to manage themselves. So I am saying the Office of the Regional Land Planning Commission is committed, and it will always make sure that whatever advice that we get from the portfolio committee will make sure that we implement. But there is got nothing, nothing against a major drama. What you were saying is that, look, in democracy, even the judgment for Bahab, they said that the will of the people must be there. If there are 11 families, 10 agree to the substitution and one is against. I mean, I'm left with no option but to implement the decision of the region. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Captain. I don't know what the question was. What I want to check, especially know whether the children, family of big men, were involved during when he lost his team. So that they all agree with what is happening in the past. Maybe they were not involved, that's why this is even at the initial stage. There's something like a 4 months delay of the information that they had. I want to check whether access to information is not allowed to this department. When they need the information, I think it must be there. There was also, in the presentation, there was also something like return. As a chief director, I think you know where the money goes to. It's lastly, is there any Land Kenya administration office in your province? this thing should have been sent to that office.
I like to recognize people's titles or names. I just want to clarify that this major is the name or the title. Thank you. So, Mr. Major. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Chair, I think we should really appreciate the presentation both and saying to the family, I think the things been one and all that, I think it's one. Yeah. And say to them, thank you for knocking right through to this door. I do pick up now, Chair, that it's also been to the previous chief meet and all that, so it's a whole lot of things. And I don't want to confuse you, but somebody writes about the origin of family, private property and the state, those of you who Google will find that. So my own family, when they are claiming Mama Katanov, my family, I know me better, I just dissociate because I know that from the family thing, it's always going to get you into this. But I hope all of you as a family will appreciate government. I think government has said that 5.057 million was put into restituting your good selves, really. Just to start you. Because there's so much criticism of government that's doing nothing. But here we sit with people who say we know 5 million came to us, but we have problems making it work to our best benefit. Right. The second issue, Chair, could also be in the form of a question. These workers, Mr. Fad, these workers, but when families engaging, it doesn't talk about these workers. I know sometimes there's a paperwork when we have got to make our documents to be like reaching out to the different levels. So I would have loved to hear where do these workers feature in the whole arrangement to the whole fiasco.
I am family man, but to be honest, family is somewhat in me. Somewhat. But that's at another sophisticated analytical level. Because when we take settles now, here we have chieftains, then commissioners, original, then everyone trying to sort out family that today has moved, doesn't help. The other day, the family is talking. The other day, the major is saying, no, but the government, step aside. We as family can sort out our own things, but so we that. Chair, I wanted to emphasize on the point raised by the LCC. She knows I have a big mouth. Chair, she may have been worried when she saw me get out of the room knowing that I'll still want to. I want to agree with the LCC. There is so much pressure on land reform, on land restitution, on everything. Everyone is asking us, the 11,000, the 7,000 cases that are outstanding pre-1998. But here is the LCC saying to Parliament, 60% of my time as an organization, I spend on post-settlement support. I think it's a very profound statement, Chair. I think it's a very profound statement. And would say that this committee, its support officials, everyone must spend time thinking how to disentangle the commission from post-settlement so that commission runs with settling. And then the department, in fact, if you identify it correctly, entity, then the administration or the end administration. That MTA branch must say, how does it follow? You know, in the villages, mostly, you talk about farming. The oxen or the horse is plowing, and then somebody is following with putting in the seed, sowing the seed, and someone is following and covering, you know. So it must be a village, but this commission is really stuck at one point. I wanted to agree with that profound observation, but not acknowledge the commission from the cries of Mr. Major, that, you know, all those issues you are raising, basically. But I think you heard it well now, 20 minutes. The commission is supposed to say, please, I'm 5 million wenu, go, ye is the land and make us proud from there. That's what this commission is supposed to see. 10 years later, I don't know how many years later since you were settled, later they should hear a success story, take TV cameras there, computer, you know, ETV is going its own way, and AM7 going its own way. The computers go and cover a success story after the commission has settled. I wanted to make that profound observation, Chair. Mr. Major, when you use the word government, You couldn't help my listening. Maybe my colleagues were sharper. Because you use the word government whenever you feel like. And whenever you feel like it's somebody, whenever you feel like. And my advice is this matter is not yet resolved. And probably in 15 minutes or 10 minutes, when Chair wraps up this discussion, the matter will not be resolved. Please be clear. You know, when you want to say the office of the Chief Land Commission, say that. Because when you say government, you mean everyone, including the Chair here. And when you say provincial government, at some stage I thought of who's the premier of that? Supra. I thought Supra at some stage, and they're like, no, maybe you're still talking the provincial commission. There's a department, there's a commission, there's a what. Let's be clear where the problem is, né? Because in my studying of public administration, government with a capital letter G, and for everyone else now, with a capital letter G is cabinet. Government with a small letter G is all government, everyone, parliament, public protector, that's government, everyone, that's government, small letter G. So you use the word government a great deal, and I'm not taking up the issue, but I'm saying our time to get clearer and clearer, because to solve the problem, we must be clear, Chair, what the problem is. So many times, maybe about 12 times you mentioned government, and all the 12 times you were meaning it in different contexts, and then all the more. Chair, I am going to land on this side to thank the family for approaching us, although I still have a question about this 300 or whatever number of workers, to thank the family for approaching us and to suggest that like the LCC against Zambia. You see, because their portfolio is parapolitical, para-administrative, a governance, you know, is not a bureaucrat. So, suggest that this process will reconvene chair, not for it specifically, but to put it additionally. I don't know about means of coming, because I think chair, maybe commissioner can clarify, the department can be able to, you know, send a sample of. So when we're meeting with the department, let's say for a quarter, then we have an additional item, this item, in the presence of the MTA, in the presence of that branch of the department, in the presence of the senior, or you call it executive management of the department. I did whisper, let me confess, I did whisper to this doctor here that I think this department is just in crisis. I said so in his absence, but he can confess. That's what I observed as we were talking. The department is in crisis. There's just. I am not used to seeing departments work with clear visions, everything. Here we have a crisis. In the present, say, in concluding my proposal, in the present also, I'm going to make a proposal that. One of the political heads, I may not say necessarily the minister, probably DM, to drive the process to make sure that all this has got a roadmap to resolve. These people are made to submit, if they cannot come under one roof, to submit, do you want the demarcation, do you don't want it, and all that, but remember, family, then unworkable thing, it moves from one direction to the other. This agent, no one walking down the bank. Actually, so and so is responsible for this child not succeeding at school. Because some lawyer, some time, all these things play at family level. And so I'm suggesting that we propose that it be laid at the level of a DM office and better taken off from the shoulders of the commission. And as this committee, we must find ways to make sure this commission applies with its own money. That's what I could suggest. So that they come for one last time and we ask, probably EM Squatter, because he's dealing with the political head of that LTA, just get a roadmap and supervise and make sure that it's broken. It's a little anyway. I think all along you thought the commission is responsible. The long disclaimer made by CLCC is put on. Any judge, anyone sitting would agree with them. Their mandate is not to follow after they settle you. After they settle you, they will be keen to hear it, which will not be a big party. They are called in, the family, the family, including that business plan of Porsche. You know, these are the things. In my head, well, this is not influence. No, that was just a distance. I didn't hear the extent of the
5,000 hectares combined.
Yeah. So, Chair, I'm just saying, let's encourage it. Really, family. If you are still can be united, let's unite. If there are others under some leadership, we'll hear the others in the other room and try and but also you must show that you are one blood. I did hear about someone who bought a gun in my family that I was told he bought a gun for me. So family is just a family family is a very, very, very horrible thing.
Again, in being compelled, you actually not doing the same thing. because now she is in the market, mm-hmm. fighting without, you know, compromise about something that should not have happened. I think if I was in your shoes, I would have just said, go to the relevant department. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's what I have the page now. Mm-hmm. And somehow that will have to be resolved. But I'm glad that the city family understands that much as they were assisted, it was not your mandate to do that. So they should be, in a way, a little bit thankful for the health of agencies. And then the farm, or the claim was settled as one farm, both for Khadouk and Wurmsburg. My question is, are they officially separated now? And the surveyor general separated the two pieces completely. I'm talking two separate farms officially with two separate entities. That's my one question on that. I'm going to assume that this has been done. Having been separated officially, it means that this meeting does not impact on personal. As we are here today, we are not talking about personal at all. That is assuming that they've been officially separated. Because if they are not officially separated, then there is another question that is raised. Because this then would impact on the other as well. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. Okay. From what Mr. Mukhati was saying, 10 families are in agreement on the subdivision. And only Mr. Major's family disagrees. I would like that to be confirmed on. Over the 11 families on the one portion, 10 of the families agree, and it's only the family that Mr. Major is representing that does not agree. I would like that confirmed or not in your reply. Am I right in assuming that Mr. Major's family is not part of the 2010 internal committee that has a deal with Mr. Khan? I don't know if you heard me. Am I right in assuming that Mr. Major's family is not part of the 2010 interim committee? Not totally not represented in that interim committee. Okay. And then, how many farm workers are there? Because there's something that speaks to the farm workers, and we need to talk about that as well. And we would just like to know, how are they affected in all of this? I heard something about the piece of land, maybe they'll give the piece of land that they are, that they occupying historically, what does this do to the subdivision, how are they going to move after, etc., etc. Another thing that we should take cognizance of is what are the legalities in registering a new CPA for personal. And are we taking into consideration the fact that this is still one unit in the list of it, if that is so. So if we open up a CPA or start a new CPA for First Renewal only, what happens to the overarching CPA that was there initially? And what are the legalities around that? Can we do it? Is it done according to the law without actually canceling the first one? And there is, I think there is a bit of conflict in terms of the two presentations that we heard, because Mr. Major was saying government, and I think he was referring to the commission here, the people that was removed, must actually remove themselves from this whole situation, because Moana is a family, and I think then he was talking, the 11 families, he wasn't talking to his part of the family, the 11 families can sort out their own stuff. That's what I heard coming from him. And yet, coming from the commission side, I've heard that there is conflict between 10 and 1 out of the 11. So, well, what is the story exactly? What is happening there? And I think that does it now for you know, if I can get answers to all of these, I think maybe we could apply our minds better. And I do agree with Mr. Mugabe that DRVLR should be here as well. The Department of Rural Development and Defense Reform. They should be here, specifically LTA from the Northwest to answer to this. Otherwise, we'll just be going around. Thank you, Chair.
Chairman Nadella. Most of the questions I'm going to raise have been to get whether external mediators
involved in trying to settle the disputes among the Sindhi families, you know. And I'm seeing Mr. Major shaking his head to indicate that has not been the case. I think that is the important avenue to also try, but again, check. One would not want to see CRCC that your commission is involved in this. One would hope that you would be able, Mr. Commissioner, that you will wrap up and hand over to the people that are supposed to deal with this matter, and that they bring in the whole process of mediation, etc. Before also erupt in this content among themselves, etc. So I would like to plead for that. Thank you very much.
I just want to check the farm worker that got the land certificate from both parties. And what I want to know is what is the progress with them? Are they having problems? Are they having conflict? Are they in production? How much did it cost to open that people? And I don't want to repeat what other members have said, because I think we've got the good suggestions on ongoing board. That this matter needs to be handled at a higher level with the deputy minister. And it must be referred to a section that is relevant, and it is established to deal with this situation. It doesn't matter how much the mayor of the city loves this subject. But when the house is on fire, you don't phone the mayor. You phone the fire department. And if the mayor entertains calls when people call her, there's a fire in my kitchen, and then the mayor carries a bucket and rush to the house on the first street, then people will never know where the fire department is.
Yeah.
Because if you just put your feet down, this matter does not belong to my office. And the thing, the way it's supposed to be. Don't try to be nice to everybody. You can't please everybody. And the more you do that, there are going to be queries in terms of using funds of the restitution to advance programs of the department in the Department of Labor. Or am I saying labor?
That is a yes.
That is a yes. Yeah, but I'm just saying that we're going to have a difficulty explaining how you use your money on something that is not on your mandate. And obviously, your mandate given to you will definitely suffer in terms of time and resources. And we're going to say the commission is not doing it well. When it's doing a couple of good things, but that cannot be written on your report. So just put your foot out, and if you need help, we'll buy you a big book so that no one can make it from the ground. Yeah.
Chair,
look,
most of the problems you said last year, most of the things coming from in some cases far more adequately. So one of the things we need to occupy ourselves with as a committee is the fact that we're here in silos here. And I think enough has been said about internal family disputes. I've a particular family as well, and I'll share my anecdotes with them and bring it at a later stage. That happens in families, and I do think while in this process, mediation and that type of service and that type of in our reality in South Africa, that type of service needs to be there. I don't think we should completely take the obligation off the family, that it's up to the family to sort this type of own problems to make it easier for government to work with the family. So I do think there is a particular approach that was proposed earlier in terms of subdivision. To me, in my mind, that would be a backup approach. forget that. But at the same time, I also see how it became frustrating to try to find somebody to speak to, finding the correct people to speak to. And that part especially needed a committee to occupy our minds. But I think the truth is the land claims process has different sections, different parts of government involved in it. From successful project at the end to initial claim being made. I also agree that there's strategic drift in the commission. It's not their job to deal with post-settlement. But it should be our concern what happens as a matter of process. In that process from the initial claim to a successfully settled people to be commercially successful, what happens in that handover? Is there something like a project manager which the commission can hand over this particular program with the cooperation of the claims that can actually take them through a process of mediation, business plans being developed, attracting investors, channeling the correct funding from governments under the right conditions to also save a lot of wastage from the government? That's the kind of thing that I think we should be looking at. What is the process of handover? What is the post-settlement support? It should one be actually looking at a project management approach. And what I don't expect is that matter is to be discussed here now. I think we might want to flag that as an item for discussion going forward.
Last word, Chair. Probably a question for Mr. Ranger. Did they look at the constitution and what their constitution says of the original CPA? Because normally a constitution will tell you that if there's a dispute, you must have a quorum of 60% of the members agreeing, therefore we can move forward. So I think also the constitution is a very important document of the original CPA.
We know that there's a CPA Act, but different CPAs in that area open the constitution.
Again, I'm Chairman, you know, can come in about page number, but the one that's talking about kind of SA 269. This is a discussion, 11 versus 5. I think even without checking that to refer direct question impacted. What in my mind is whether, because this one was not on the claims land, it said that which were not under land claims. This person cited they were not under land claims, right? So, but somewhere it goes and talk about the establishment of a township and provision of services by municipalities. By municipality on this property. I was just confused there immensely. What township we're talking now, this is not a farm. Now converting it, are we giving it over to the municipality? What exactly are the terms? How was that one acquired? Because it was not paid. That one. That's the first bullet point to make you from the page. So how was it acquired? Does it fall into that 5 million? Does it fall into that separate you? How does it relate to the question raised by about the worker? The rest I am covered about how my colleagues are suggesting we take the issues forward. Yeah. But Chair, to you, CFCC, my request would be that you take an audit of all the post-settlement matters you are involved in. Pity now the Portugal principals as well and the DG are not here. It might be like you came here and you instigated. But in the true sense, if you could give us an audit and then we could then suggest a committee a process to really roll back the involvement of the commission. The more the commission is getting the content of the 7,000, then there's another frozen one as well in terms of the claim. Chair, I repeat to apologize to the Principal Media. I don't think the Commission could have done better. I don't think the Commission could have done better. The only thing is that you must give a faith and chance. What you don't know well, when CLCC said they had thought that, oh no, the RLC said they had thought that there was going to be the recapitalization. It's a function that's no longer within the department. That was going to ensure that there's some boost and support to your farm or farms, whichever way you agree on. But now we no longer have that window. It's going to be a little bit uphill, but I think that there will still be windows to just try and support you, provided you can be united and you can cooperate. Yeah. And believe no one sees the other child, you guys, the other time.
Thank you very much,
Professor.
Any other family might start to reorganize itself, sit down, agree on certain things. What is it that the department must do? Because if the family is divided, that division makes the work of the department very, very difficult. So it means that if you to one side of the family, the other side is the side that has agreed on the subdivision. The majority is agreeing on the subdivision, but the other side of the Kingi family, where Major Gamma cut, is the one that is not agreeing on that. Then I think the issue of establishing the CPA on top of another CPA has been asked by members, which is also a concern. The CPA is there. What is the possibility of establishing another CPA with the same members who are on the first, CPA that you have to establish the second? What are the realities of that? And the other one is that the issue of the respect, because here the mentor was supposed to be involved, I think that's due to the business. Then the mentor didn't continue with his activity. What is the current state? Because as Honorable Mbuti has indicated, that now the request is no more with the Department of Rural Development. I think it's unfortunate because we've got one side of the family. The two sides are supposed to be there so that they can just, understand the consequences of the conflict. Because by then, and you're supposed to get the recap. But due to the conflict, recap is not normal with the Department of Program Development, with agriculture. So we're not sure whether we get it or not get it. So it means that we miss the board on recap due to the conflict between the family. Can we get the responses then on the issues as raised by members? Others were coming.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I need to confirm that whatever decision that was taken was had the involvement of the family. As for the situation that I can prove that each and every family decided on the presentation, and there is a resolution that was taken in line with the 11 children of the original disposal. It shows the name of the person, the child to the old man, and then we crafted the resolution, and then all of them, the director said that that's only five to confirm that they do agree. I have on the record here just to confirm the number that the honorable member was asking. Nine resolutions I have here out of 11, the signed one by the president. So it means that they fully agree. There was an extensive participation. So what we, I mean, everyone said that president, you guys are coming to my office on most days. Because they were coming to us to update all the those processes. So that is just a POD to show the kind of resolution that we have drafted. I need to confirm to the portfolio committee that as we speak now, subdivision on that farm has been done and registered. So the surveyor sent us to do the subdivision and register at this office. So as we speak, that farm has got 11 portions. I do not mean that we have put fences up, that diagram shows. Even if they decide to work according to shareholding, it will be much easier because it has been passed by the committee to understand. But what has not happened as yet is the transfer to individual trusts that were supposed to be established. They have established 8 out of 11. So it means 8 families have met, they've registered. What is left for us is just to take that 210 portion registered against each other. So when we do that, we are going to disestablish the 2PA. Because the average, if according to the advice of the portfolio committee, we were thinking of disestablishing the original CPA, deregistered. The original CPA. Because even with this arrangement, these two portions were managed separately. The family of the first wife, the descendant of the first wife was managing one portion, the other one was managing. So it was even calling for us to have CPA in all the things. But the problem of the was the one that made us to set up something like this. No, of the other portion. For first family, we do not have issues. In all what we are doing, because Learning Kenya administration do not have the necessary capacity, we, honorable member, we continuously engage this. But the problem, I understand the question of passion and taking the person aside. But sometimes our payment would have driven or would have hired the car to the office. It's very difficult to get human beings. I know here this is calling or not. Even for me to say go there because we know the challenges that they have. So honorable members, the two questions are transferred to one that are registered into the CPA. The other question is the one that is now registered as 11 questions. Yeah. It's one part, yeah.
I'm missing the point. I was thinking
let me address the question of America. We try to be proactive on the question. What we did, because we knew that our mandate is not to provide many services to farm workers. Farm workers, they went and established an informal settlement on one portion. That's what we did to them. Unfortunately, other people also came in. Then we approached Naledi municipality to tell them that there is a portion that we have acquired for the farm, and farm workers came to us to say, what is it that we are thinking should be done with the informal settlement, because they were beginning to approach the municipality to demand for services. Then we went, fortunately, Minister deployed there. At one stage, we had a meeting between ourselves and the mayor and others. And then we agreed, the mayor said that the municipality, this portion be transferred to the municipality so that they can
be able to provide services to those communities. So in 2016, we managed to transfer the properties to the municipality so that the municipality can provide paid services to the family care. So if the communities are in dispute, farm workers are not party to the process because it's only families that are there. Farm workers are integrated into the communities and the municipality is providing services for those who are there. Even though I need to confirm that it is not only farm workers who were originally dispossessed, but they were integrated into Nalini. It was hard, but because it was acquired from one landowner, was using it as a, he would not only sell the portion that was in, he also sold that portion. So that portion is the one that was transferred to the municipality, so that farmer has been doing it. So it has been acquired previously.
But it was not
finished. It was not finished. The rental honorable chairperson goes to the CPA to my understanding. So I cannot confirm as of now whether it goes on to the council. So maybe when the committee is here we'll be able to confirm. There is the LTA in the province, even though they do not have sufficient capacity. So we have partnered with them to assist because we know the payment. And then we are waiting towards the process of transferring that function to them. We don't think it can go for now because I think for a district there's only one person, so they are able to get the demand that comes from the country.
Okay, so that's
the
question.
Okay. Within the major family, there are those who are for the trust. So that's why maybe you are saying that we may end up dividing. It's not that all of them within the family that is population, that all of them are saying they do not want the trust. Some of them participated in the meeting against. The thing that we needed to check is whether the position to allow the person to have a mandate by all members. So that thing that is checked.
Mm-hmm.
follow up. I'm still not clear in terms of the subdivisions of this one. I'm still not clear on that. Let's talk title deeds for me, maybe to understand it. At the end of the day, it will be possible to have 11 plus one title deeds. Remember, there are two portions of land. There are two farms.
Yes.
And they had one title deed, basically, but a portion of a portion of. And then now, you have started taking this one and you've divided it into 11 title deeds. At the end, there will be 11 title deeds.
Yes.
Continue. And that is, I wish you know, the department was here, because they would be able to maybe clarify in my mind. Because in my mind, I might be wrong. I would have thought that you start with the subdivision of the two initially, and there'd be two separate entities. And then you would go on and do whatever you want to do on this one. So I'm actually a bit confused, Chair, in terms of that and whether it is possible. Yeah.
I'm going to go on the question first. We talked about two wives.
So one wife has 1100 and a second wife has 8. Now the two of them add together magic 90. But now you are still talking about 18. Where is he talking about the second wife as 7? And not 8. That is the confusion. That's why I'm saying there are 18 in total and there are 19. In terms of your report, it's 19. 8 plus 11. But what he was saying, my father was saying, he was talking about 18. But now you are saying, confirming 8 and 7 and 9. That makes me, your last sentence makes me completely confused.
I think according to our records that we provide, we have two wives. The first wife has 11 children, and the names are provided. And the second wife has 8 children.
Remember?
Yeah. Which is a man, 11 plus 19. Because with restitution, the thing is according to the bloodline, we believe it may have not so easy that the father has a child.
Thank you.